This is St. Louis Public Radio. For more than 20 years, volunteers at the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka have braved the winter weather to document the courtship of wolves. It's a unique volunteer program that's helping researchers save wolves from extinction. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently spent some time with these hardy volunteers.
Volunteer Lisa Hauska is hunkered down next to a tall cyclone fence at the Endangered Wolf Center. She's peering at a distant ridge where a handsome pair of thick-furred Mexican wolves are hanging out with their three pups that were born last year.
We're watching Sebi and Lazarius. This is their second breeding season.
Hauska will sit nearly motionless for 2 hours on this unseasonably warm winter day. She'll try not to disturb the family. She's hoping to witness another successful courtship between mom and dad.
They have a lot of personality. Lazarius was laying down, and Sebi was feeling pretty relaxed, and she walked over to him and gave a real low tail wag, and she rubbed up against him. I get goosebumps talking about it and seeing it because it's their way of showing affection.
Hauska is one of several dozen volunteers who observe the wolves during breeding season. That runs from the end of January to mid-March. They aren't scientists, but they've been trained by researchers to collect behavioral data. Hauska's been volunteering on Sunday mornings for 13 years.
This is my church. This is the best form of therapy you can ever have.
Some days the wolves do nothing but nap. Sometimes they have a good long howl. Today, Hauska notes just a few behaviors on her log. At 10:28, Sebi urinated, and 2 minutes later, Laz urinated over the same spot. Now that's romantic. But researcher Cheryl Asa of the St. Louis Zoo says the behavior, called marking, is significant to biologists who study courtship behavior.
There's two stages for most species. In scientific terms, we call it proestrus, when the female's hormones are starting to change so that the male notices that something's up and he'll start courting, but she's not ready to make a commitment and to mate with him yet. And then the next stage is when there's another hormone change and she's going to be fertile, and then she'll be willing to mate.
Having healthy offspring is vital to preserving the species. So breeding pairs are carefully matched by a species survival plan that's organized by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
So it's a very complicated kind of computer dating program that generates the compatible genetic pairs.
The center was started in 1971 by renowned St. Louis Zoo director Marlon Perkins. He wanted to ensure that wolves would survive. The center is located in the pristine woodlands of Washington University's Tyson Research Center, about a 20-minute drive from St. Louis. Animal care director Regina Masotti says they take a hands-off approach to the wolves here.
We don't pet, we don't talk, we don't habituate, we don't get them used to people at all because we're trying to release them back into the wild.
36 animals live here, including 15 Mexican wolves from the Southwest and 8 endangered red wolves. Masotti says red wolves were native to southern Missouri until government policy waged war on predatory animals.
We just have this perpetual negative image of wolves now, and when you get that in your mind, it's really hard to change that outlook. And wolves have a really tough time because of that. People think that they're this vicious, scary animal. And I always joke, if I could have everybody in the world work at our center for just one day, they would never be scared of wolves again. They're just big, scaredy cats that want to run away from people.
Masotti says that Mexican wolves born in St. Louis have been released in Arizona and New Mexico. Red wolves have been reintroduced to North Carolina. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.